Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The kid who stays in.
Hello and welcome along to the worst idea of all time, episode 41.
41, magical old 41. My name is Tim Batt.
I'm Guy Montgomery.
And if you're just dipping your toes into the podcast at this point, this is a podcast, the only podcast in the world where two people watch the movie Grown Ups 2 every single week for a year and review it. At the moment, I'm just watching a bird outside my window eating a berry that's too big. Look, dude, look at that blackbird struggling away with that berry. Oh, he dropped it. That's so good.
I can't. A podcast is an oral experience. Your commentary on the bird is worthless to these people.
So funny, though. If only you guys could see what I'm seeing right now.
This is bad. This is a bad way to start.
So
I'm turning the volume down if I'm listening.
In the last episode, he's going again. That one's even bigger.
Stop. He'll never make it. Look at me. Look into my eyes. You never look in my eyes when we're doing it anymore. Thank you.
Is this good?
Yes.
Okay.
What were you saying? The last podcast.
In the last podcast we did the audio commentary, which was 101 minutes, which is 1 hour 41.
It's too long, really.
It is too long.
It's too long for a podcast. It's too long for some movies, as it turns out.
Too long for that.
And
movie.
I'm going to confess, I haven't listened back to that yet.
Oh, so it's great.
There's going to be a risk of us parroting, or me at least parroting, some things that have been said in the previous podcast.
Do you just wipe whatever's in your head when we're doing this? Does it not?
I've sort of trained myself to not generate memories while I'm talking to you about Grown Ups 2.
Wow.
I know.
It's dark.
Biologically interesting.
We could get you to say some pretty weird shit and you'd have no idea.
And be like hypnosis. Yeah.
Anywho's. Hey, so this watch, do you know what, man? Because we did the commentary, it was almost like taking a break in a way. So this one didn't feel as brutal as some of the watches that we've had. I've had worse.
Yeah, I was getting pretty antsy towards the end. I was standing up. There was about 15 seconds when I was trying to block the TV.
You were, and I got mad at you.
You did.
Because, as I said, if you're not going to watch the movie, Guy, then there's no point to any of this.
To which I replied, whether or not we watch the movie, there is no point to any of this either way.
There's a kind of a point.
What is it?
To find out where the point is. Of Breaking Point.
Searching for Breaking Point.
Match.
That'll be the name of your autobiography.
Yeah.
Tim Batt, searching for the Breaking Point.
You make it sound real badass when in actual fact all we're doing is watching an Adam Sandler movie.
I just changed my cadence. It was actually a surprisingly enjoyable watch this week. I certainly found some things I hadn't seen before that I enjoyed. Yeah.
Do you want to cast one of those inside of the Shining Light wrapper?
I'll go. I've got enough that I don't even
dip it in the chocolate that is the Shining Light and deliver.
I'm not
it
even
going to
dip this in the Shining Light chocolate.
Put it in that golden wooden horse.
I can leave it at the gates. I've got enough positive memories from watching the movie just now that I can say positive memories that aren't my Shining Light.
Wow.
Just a general observation.
So you've got surplus, like
I've got
more than one good
more
thing.
Than one good thing to say about this movie.
Fuck, this is unprecedented. This has never happened before.
Keithy does some really good acting early on.
Yes.
So when the pervy postman is admiring Selma Hayek's bra on
Who
the antlers of the deer,
been, what's
Newman
his name?
From
Newman.
Seinfeld.
Newman.
I never learned his real name.
What do you mean, the actor?
Yeah.
The postie or in Seinfeld?
Neither. Right. Both of those are not known by me. Anyway,
yeah.
When the pervy postman is admiring Salma Hayek's bra, Keithy does a really convincing ooh.
Mm.
And it's sort of, it's just details like this.
Do you want to know why it's so good? Because he doesn't use his fucking hands.
That's right.
It's the only line in the movie he delivers without using his hands.
He's a very handsy actor.
Yes.
He's got his own show on Nickelodeon.
Does he?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Do you reckon it's as good as the Amanda Bynes show was?
No, the Amanda Bynes show was formative. Amanda Bynes was a real talent. I was talking to someone about her recently. It's
really
sad.
On the it was on the podcast, buddy.
Oh. See, I don't remember anything.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's kind of why I brought it up, guy. This yeah. is a great.
You laid a honey trip for me.
Do you know what though, dude? If I was, if I didn't listen back to them, I'd be in the same boat as you. Because I listened back once
to all them. Of them. Well, you are our generally. Audio editor.
I am the audio engineer.
I just swan in here, you watch the movie, complain for 30 minutes, yeah. and swan out and go, leave. Tim, release it. The people have a right to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I was saying, lots to enjoy this week.
Well, I noticed stuff that I haven't ever seen before as well. And I'll tell you one of them. Here it is. Kid Dynamite, Chris Rock's son, bends over with the rest of the women Squat Robics 101.
Yeah.
That is when Gordon or
that
George,
is good. Now that's John good Lovitz acting by Kid Dynamite.
Yeah.
Do you think that's direction?
Yeah.
Is it A, direction, B, written in the script, or 3, a fantastic ad-lib by a very strong young actor?
See, now, why'd you flip to numbers after 2 letters? You really set me up for C, but you gave me 3.
I don't know.
All right.
I didn't even know I did that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were providing texture. No. Texture. See if I was listening.
What was it?
It was direction, clearly, because he's too young to come up with that himself. Like, he is Kid Dynamite, no doubt about it. He's a talent. He's a good acting talent.
Revelation.
He's too young to come up with
it's
that.
Unlucky
kind of
not thing. To get his name on the poster, actually.
Yeah.
I've been tagging all of the grown-ups too at the local DVD shop with the word Kid Dynamite underneath Kevin James. I've actually been twinking out Kevin James and writing Kid Dynamite over Kevin James. I actually noticed something in the squat aerobics class as well.
Please.
They are exercising in what must be the shittiest gym in town. Yeah, it is a rundown
terrible.
Hole. They've got
it's not a gym.
They've got 4 exercise cycles, like a handful of Swiss balls, and then just this tatty carpet and a cracked mirror. I mean, you know, we know that Selma Hayek's, what's her name? Roxanne. We know that Roxanne is...
Roxanne Chase Fender, we found
right.
out today. She's got a double barrel last name.
One of the
name.
Only moves that was pro-gender equality in the whole film, they let Selma Hayek's character have a double barrel last name.
I love that.
Touching.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, I don't know why they were working out at such a shitty gym. It's a small town, but surely there's more than one gym.
You would think
surely so. They'd go for the top shelf.
Well, yeah, especially because... the woman who is credited, as we found out in the commentary, as Kitty Beefcakes.
Yeah.
Is that what they call her in
yeah,
those
that's what
credits?
They call her.
Like, she's cut, man. She
yeah.
looks good.
She looks real good. And there's no...
Well, you know, from that point of view, from a bodybuilding point of view, not my particular cup of tea.
Not to your taste.
I'd feel too
not everyone is not everyone's tailoring themselves to your tastes, Tim.
And nor you should know, they, mate.
I woke up and dressed myself, and I didn't even consider you when I was putting these clothes on this
I'm
morning.
I'm happy to hear that, mate.
Did you think of me when you dressed yourself?
I did. Yeah, this is a colour that I thought you would like. That's why I've got both blue jeans and a blue t-shirt on.
Yeah,
because I thought you guy likes me in
call that the
blue.
The Montgomery special. I love it when you dress up in blue for me.
So what I was trying to say is, because it's weird if she's going to the gym to do squat aerobics, because she's either nailing it by herself, unaided by a gym, like she's got a home gym, or she's at a fantastic gym.
I'd say even if you're operating at an amateur bodybuilding level.
Mm.
You'd probably have some sort of weight regimen in your house, just so that whenever you get the urge, the hankering.
So what's she going to squat aerobics for?
I think it's addictive.
A Swiss
ball? I think working out is to that level is addictive. I think that's like cigarettes or caffeine.
Yeah. So she's got a problem. In addition to everyone in the town questioning her gender identity, she's got some other issues going on.
It's not a great.
Hey, I've got to bring up something important, guy.
Okay.
Super important. Sony got hacked.
Oh, yeah.
Sony got fucking hacked big time this week. Yeah. Someone stole like 100 terabytes of their data. And do you need... There's some... I'm going to leave with you guys. We've got some journalists here watching us. They've been watching us the whole time. And now they want to tell us something, but I don't know what it is.
They want us...
Journalists.
Oh, what? They want us... There's a huge cushion between us that says, fuck.
That is so... How could you not keep that in? journalist photographer. We're getting interviewed by the local paper.
And I've just turned around the cushion. I've never done this before. And on the other side, it says love.
Can you guys just make some noise that's human to make sure we haven't gone insane and you're not imaginary? Just
yell.
Hello. That's right.
They're real.
They do exist. Oh, shit. We've got to move it to Rate of Knots. I just mean we've got a big podcast on our hands.
Sony got hacked. So, 100 terabytes of data has been stolen. About 40 gigs been released online. All sorts of shit. Not only their movies and scripts, but weird financial transactions. And
that's right. And we're not, I mean, there's so much interesting and odd about this. We're not even going to explore the conspiracies of who has hacked them.
It was North Korea, but we can get into that later.
No, we can't. We don't have time to discuss that. We'll speak about specifically what has pertained to us. About four of you have already posted this. It only happened a few hours ago.
And thank you.
Thank you very much. What happens at the Sony when they're planning marketing for pictures, or maybe even there's script meetings, I'm not 100%, I think it's marketing meetings, is they write down like the key themes, and they have they play things really fast and loose with the definition of the word theme.
I'm on the right page.
Some of the key themes for Grown Ups 2 from memory, Tim's just trying to dig up the slide right now. Male problems / potty humor.
Toilet humor.
As if that is one thing in itself.
One interchangeable term.
And of any remote interest as a theme. Is potty humor a theme? I mean, they're making me question my own definition of the word theme.
It's definitely
themes
not.
Are like love is a theme, isn't it? Love will prevail. Is that a theme?
Yeah. Love overcomes. That sort of shit. That's theme. That's themey. The page that I was on, Guy, that I had loaded up on my little cell phone here, was the other one where they found this document, which is just called Sony Pictures Comments 2012 or something like that. And it said, it is commendable that Sony Pictures Entertainment understands and supports the importance of risk-taking, particularly in how that we pick films to greenlight. However, the studio needs to change deal structure it has with Happy Madison, as this arrangement has been disproportionately benefiting Adam Sandler and his team relative to Sony. Fucking champ. Like, as much as I detest Adam Sandler for so many reasons, chief among them making this god-awful movie that we have to keep watching, he has taken on Goliath, and
he's been
won.
Taking them for a ride.
That is so funny.
We sort of have touched on this in the past, haven't we, about the Hollywood accounting and, I mean, what exactly is going on an operation like Grown Ups 2? Where's the budget going? And
no one knows except Sandler. Sandler has a handle on this whole operation. God damn, he's got money for jam, and it's all at the expense of Sony.
I mean, there were a few Sony employees bad-mouthing Sandler.
Yeah, they call this movie's like bland and shitty. I said shitty, they said bland.
I think they're not all bland or shitty, but I think, you know, if you look at his recent filmography. Mm. Also, actually, I just discovered this week, someone's put us on the trivia page for Grown Ups 2 on IMDb. So if you are listening, thank you so much.
Yeah, cheers.
Because anyone could look up that website, and now they'd know about, you even named the podcast.
I did. We've on a related note, in terms of appreciation for the fans, we've been receiving just the best correspondence ever. Some messages that are so
you guys
long
are,
and delightful.
You're shining beacons of light and hope in
so
a
good.
Despairing dark cavity.
I almost feel like we could do a whole podcast just reading out great.
We got. I'm gonna post this on the Facebook wall after this ep goes up. We got an email from a Cambridge University student. A remarkably detailed, at least first year university level essay, drawing thematic comparisons between To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee's fantastic To Kill a Mockingbird, and Grown Ups 2. And someone said, I told my flatmate this, and they said, is there merit in what they were writing? To which I said, I mean, I think, in fairness, if you put that level of sort of observation on anything, you can draw comparisons. But I mean, it's a bang up essay.
I know a lot about Grown Ups too. Don't know a lot about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
See?
Either of those.
They're all on in fifth form English. I don't know which one was which. I didn't read either of them. But I love the fact.
So just for our American listeners, fifth form English is that would be your freshman year.
Don't pander to them.
No, that'd be your junior year.
Don't you dare.
It's your junior year.
They'll come to us. All right. And we're going to go to you as well. I really want to go to LA. I've decided we want to make it a thing.
Look, we haven't even mentioned what's coming up in this episode as well.
All right.
Before you go on some weird and wild rant about crowdsourcing flights to Los Angeles.
That's where I was going. You just saved me a bunch of time.
We have got on this episode coming up a conversation with Tanya.
Tanya Akam.
Now, we've long been promising this. Tanya is an extra to whom we reached out weeks and weeks ago.
Mm.
She's in the ice cream shop with Colin Quinn. She does some fantastic acting. She gets brained by an ice cream scoop. I'm really looking forward to talking to her and sort of seeing what her experience was like and what she's been up to since the movie came out.
You and me both.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's to look forward to. I mean, do you want to touch on this whole ludicrous idea to get us to Los Angeles?
Nope. I'd rather do my shining light.
Okay.
Which I can't remember because you wrote it down for me.
I'll turn the page.
That's such a good page noise. Listen to this, folks. It's paper.
Your shining light, Tim. Keithy Scream Peak.
Now, in film, you don't get it all the time, but once in a while, you get a character scream, and when your sound guy isn't too good, they've got the boom too close to their face, and it peaks out so it distorts, right? And the best example of this ever is Marv in Home Alone 1, when he gets a tarantula on his face, and it is one of the best-sounding screams in cinema. I challenge anyone to...
Because it doesn't peak.
It does peak. But it's the best. It's just a very committed scream that he gets.
It's such an unrewarding job sound because, I mean, the only measurable of whether or not you've done a good job is if anyone notices. And the goal
That's
is
the same
to
with
not
a lot
be
of jobs.
Noticed.
That's the same with so many jobs, man. If you're doing it right, you're invisible. And you only get visible when you're a Muppet.
Anyway,
who is it who screams? Keithy. Shit, what bit am I... Oh, when he slams his leg down.
Why is that
my shining light?
Because you're an idiot.
That was terrible.
My shining light was also during the dinner scene. We both had it, came up with him, bang, bang.
Mm.
Mine was Chris Rock. You'll notice on his plate has a really hearty helping of lasagna. Yeah. Chris Rock's pretty much got a family-sized lasagna heaped on his plate at the beginning of dinner. And then there's sort of a 5 to 6 second conversation taking place at the dinner table between his children and his wife, Maya Rudolph. And then when it cuts back to Chris Rock, in about 8 seconds, he has straight up demolished half of a lasagna.
Mm.
And, I mean, I'm assuming it's fresh out of the oven. That's a hot lasagna. You're going to burn the roof of your mouth.
Temperature
or none. You're going to be getting some indigestion problems, certainly.
That's still just a fuckload of carbs.
He's a family man. You've got to start looking at what you're eating, Chris. You can't put away a whole lasagna at dinner time anymore.
You're in your 40s, mate.
You're in your 40s. You've got to be honest with yourself and your body. Listen to what it's saying to you.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, someone who's got a fantastic body and isn't afraid of listening to it, he goes by the name of...
Patty Schwartz, party time, it's a Patty Schwartz party time.
It's party time with Patty Schwartz. He's running around in his muscle singlet, eating a pizza because he owns a pizza company. It's Patty Schwartz, party time. Patty Schwartz, party time. It's party time with Patty Schwartz.
So we found out this week that Patty Schwartz owns a Blaze location. That's why he's always flogging it. He owns one of them. He owns one of the franchises.
I suspected that from locations. Dot one.
You definitely did.
Big shout out to Blaze Pizza. If you are on the Venice boardwalk and you're looking for a quick, delicious slice of pizza, not too heavy, it's not going to slow you down for your workout at Gold's later or your yoga session with Tanya.
You go Gold's first. Always go Gold's first. Then follow
yeah,
it up with
I don't Blaze. Know. I don't know which of you is eating pizza on your way to the gym, but you got to look at your decisions. You're 40 now. You got to look after your body
and listen to it.
You got to listen to it. Anyway, so what was Patty Schwartz's party time this week, Tim? You took the reins.
So it happened for about 3/4 of 1 second in the movie.
It's all you need with Patty.
And it was the scene when
it's been said that having sex with Patrick Schwarzenegger, it can actually only last 3/4 of a second because the level of intensity is so high that if you have sex with him for longer than that exact amount of time, you literally become catatonic and cannot feel emotions or communicate with other people.
So, shit, you've really thrown me there. Because I looked you in the eye because you told me to at the start, and there was such intensity, and now I'm
no, you,
so,
was,
no I know okay, where I'm going okay, with this. I okay, got this big dog.
Keep a handle
We're
on
cool.
things.
at the party scene at the end, we're at the Faders' house, and the frat boys show up, and we're running at each other.
Lord of the Rings style.
A community versus the orcs / frat boys. And you see Paddy Schwartz's face for a brief second, but I'll tell you what, it's pissed off. It's angry. It's got aggression on it. And it's great. It's really good acting from him.
And if you're listening, Paddy, big ups to you, as always. Come join us in LA. Just quickly, because we're about to cross over live to Tanya now, which means that we're going to have to wrap up our analysis of the film. I kept a log today of the continuity errors vis-a-vis The Raft.
How much time do you think we have? Save that for next episode.
No, look, it's going to be real quick. Okay. Anyway, because it's always bothered me. I've always noticed it. It's a glaring error. So the first time you see The Raft is when Nick Swartzen pulls the cord in Kmart. There are no seats in The Raft.
Bronchitis is still there.
No one wants to hear about your bronchitis.
All right, you go.
It's fucking disgusting.
You go.
Anyway, the next time you see The Raft, they've always had to buy that raft, I'm assuming, because of opening it. They've strapped it to the roof of the bus. There are now seats on that raft. Yep. Previously, there were no seats. Now there are seats on the raft. And it continues like that. There's always seats on the raft until the next time you see one, which is when Kevin Hart explodes one out of his fanny pack. There are then no seats on the raft.
Kevin Hart's in this movie?
Kevin James.
Oh, Kevin James. Yeah.
I would kill for some Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Imagine
would be...
if next week when we turned on the movie, Kevin Hart walked into one of the scenes. Would that not just fill you with joy?
It would freak me out. There's something we've been experiencing for 40 weeks suddenly changed. That's already been recorded. And what are you talking about?
I'm sorry, bro, for breaking the world of the podcast where it all makes sense and means something.
Listen, I can tell you exactly why the seats, no seats situation is. Because when the raft is exploding out, those rafts can't have seats. It's too rigid to fit in a fanny pack. You'll notice whenever it explodes out, it doesn't have seats. But when it's just a static shot, it has seats, and that's the reason why.
So they're buying different rafts from the one advertised.
Or they've created one that can explode, and the secret to making it fit in the fanny pack.
I know what you're trying to do, but there's definite...
We need to get on to Tanya, but first we need to get on a mystery tour bus, bruh. Because dun, 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 dun. Roll up.
Roll up, roll up.
Roll up for the mystery tour. Roll up. This one's too long.
Yeah.
Too long.
It's the Steve Buscemi mystery tour. What happened to cause Steve Buscemi to have his very unique set of ailments in Grown Ups 1? He's only got 40% feeling in his body and his arms are trapped in the touchdown position. How are we going to do it this week, Tim?
Let me grab this one, bro.
Okay.
Kid Dynamite, Maya Rudolph and Chris Rock's youngest.
Yes.
Bit him in the ankle.
A la John Lovitz in the squat aerobics class.
You got the callback.
Yeah.
In such a specific location that it caused nerve damage. He hit something. He hit something in there. But here's the kicker, right? The arms, an unrelated injury. It didn't come from the same thing.
Two injuries in one movie.
Yes.
Wiley cannot catch a break.
So, what? Charlotte,
yeah,
accidentally
Charlotte, Chris Rock's daughter, Charlotte,
ironed a shirt to his arms while he was wearing it.
Oh, what a caperish movie Grown Up sounds like.
So Steve Buscemi got a skin graft and couldn't move his arms for a while.
Okay,
roll up.
It was a brief mystery tour.
What we're going to do now is we're going to play. Someone submitted to us a fully produced rock version of the Paddy Schwartz Party Time intro, sampled our voices, added some rock music.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that an outing now, and then we'll be back with Tanya.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sounds good.
All right.
Paddy's Woods, party time. Paddy's Woods, party time. Paddy's Woods, party time. Paddy's Woods, party time. I just want some niggas coming to the party. It's gonna be nice, I respect the cause they need it. Bringing six bills, they put my bills. Shit, terminated, he's Paddy. Paddy's Woods, party time. Paddy's Woods, party time. Paddy's Woods, party time. Paddy's Woods, party time. Paddy's Woods, party time.
That was brought to you by the fantastic fan of the podcast, Martin Law, from Bloomington, Indiana.
What so a dude. What a great guy.
Big thanks to you, Martin. And obviously now it is an absolute pleasure to welcome to the podcast, never-time listener, but star of the film, Tanya Akim. Tanya, come on down.
Hey, Guy. Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm so good.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy Californian schedule and squeezing us in.
Oh, it's an honor to be on the podcast.
An honor?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Here you guys are going great in New Zealand.
Yeah, we're going okay down here in New Zealand. How are you going? Now, obviously, we'll get to the film in due course, but, I mean, how are you going in general? What's life for Tanya Akim been like post-Grown Ups 2?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Just running my yoga.
Yeah?
My yoga.
Running your yoga.
Oh, yeah. I'm a practitioner. I teach people. Bikram.
You got your own studio?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Here in California.
What part of California?
In the valley.
That's in Los Angeles, I think.
Los Angeles, California.
I see. And how's that going for you?
So good.
I understand you've just been on a retreat in India, maybe?
I understand that, too.
And is it true?
Yeah.
Beyond understanding it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? How was that?
India's dirty.
Dirty?
So dirty.
What do you mean? The streets are dirty?
Yeah. So much rubbish.
Did you do some cleaning up?
No one's buying this, eh? Probably.
Almost definitely not.
I wouldn't say anyone would be buying this.
We got stood up.
We did, big time. So this has been recorded several days after the first bit of the podcast, so that's why it probably sounds different. Sorry about that. We had a time with Tanya, and I don't hold any grudges, because we'll talk to her.
We will. I don't begrudge her. If anything, it's better. It lengthens the tease even more.
It makes this an even bigger deal than it once was.
That payoff is really going to come through.
What are we even going to ask you, though, you know? Like, what are we...
I'll do Tanya. You do.
Okay. Okay, let's waste some more time on this. Tanya, welcome to the podcast. Hello.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Listen, I want to dive right in and ask you about making the movie.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, what is it like working with huge Hollywood stars like Adam Sandler and Kevin James and Chris Rock?
Oh, my God. For me, it was... I mean, I sort of just got called in. I knew one of the producers, and they said, can you do us a favor? We need someone to get brained by an ice cream scoop. And I said yes immediately. And I didn't actually get to work with any of the stars of the film. It was just me and Colin Quinn in the ice cream shop.
What's Colin like as a dude?
He's lovely. This is not going...
Nah. I hope the real interview goes better than these ones.
Well, she'll probably have... She won't be manufacturing answers as she speaks in her faux Californian lilt.
That's a good point. It's a very good point. I'll tell you what, though. There's starting to be some movement on our trip over to LA.
No, yeah, there's genuine...
The wheels are in motion, folks.
Hope in the air right now.
That's why we'd really encourage you, if you haven't already, to click on the bloody Facebook, because we'll chuck any updates we do up on there. I've got to get my head around Kickstarter, because...
Do
you know how much I owe the bank right now, bro? Like, literally thousands of dollars. My credit card has never been in worse shape than it is right now. It's terrifying.
Just explain it to the bank. You just go and you say, I'm good for it. Give me more.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll buy that, though, because I don't have a full-time job anymore.
What about you do... What do you do? You take out competing loans. Loans from competing banks.
Oh, yeah. Two visas without letting one bank
you've
fund
done
about
this.
The other. Nah.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. It's free money right there.
I guess so. I guess that's one plan. But I feel like the banks will talk to each other and they'll find out and then I'll be in big trouble.
Banks don't talk to each other, bro.
I'll never get a mortgage.
You know that. Look, this is going off the rails. Fuck, I'm really sorry we didn't have Tanya. I mean...
Yeah, same. I feel bad about it. But, I feel bad.
But...
We did tee it up. I want to express that.
Yeah, in no
uncertain terms. We had a time and everything and...
Obviously, it's difficult finding a mutually... sort of accessible time between Los Angeles, California, and Auckland, New Zealand. But we agreed on one. For whatever reason, it didn't work out. Tanya sent her apologies.
Has she? No, she hasn't. She hasn't been in touch since. That's the thing.
I thought you said she sent her apologies.
No, that was for the first time. That was when she hadn't been in touch in like weeks and weeks when she was in India. I haven't heard from her since she was supposed to meet us online.
Oh!
Yeah. So, you know, hope she's... Okay.
Keep an eye out for Tanya down there around Venice Beach at a Yoker's studio or...
Maybe in the valley. Who knows?
Maybe at Blaze Pizza, just gobbling down some of that delicious pizza with those artisanal ingredients. It was a 180-degree flash-baked pizzas. When you are thinking pizza, you're probably thinking Blaze. Just quickly, I mean, while we're here, I will touch on the fact that you guys have been doing a bang-up job with the Patrick Schwarzenegger Party Time news. Patty Schwartz apparently is a bigger party animal than Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that's insane.
Isn't that awesome?
We didn't realize.
We called it.
We did call it. We called it big time because I don't think people knew. We, you know, it was a blank slate that we projected the party animal emblem onto, much like the bat signal into a cloudy night. But lo and behold, Patty Schwartz has stepped up. He stepped up and he's gone, I won't be the party animal that you want me to be, but I will be the one that you deserve.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
He's a Kennedy.
Yeah, he is. From the Shriver side. That's why I got confused about the politics of the Schwarzenegger family, because Arnie is a Republican, but Maria Shriver is a Democrat because she's from the illustrious Kennedy family.
Oh, my God, and they're making it work.
And could there be any greater example to show Congress right now that sides can work together than... Arnie and Maria Shriver.
And relationships can survive indiscretions.
Anywho, American politics aside, what I wanted to say was thank you everybody, which is a lot of people who have come forward and chucked the updates about the Sony hack onto our wall.
Yeah.
God, has that been exciting to follow. If you haven't seen the news, and I'm sure you have, Sony got hacked, biggest corporate hack in history, and...
We've touched on it.
Yeah. But basically all these slides came out that were internal slides.
We've touched
Sony.
On this as well.
Have we? What, the first bit of this?
Yeah.
It was days ago, so I have no memory of it.
Fuck, man. Look, this is going down the tubes. Let's just buff this one on the internet. We'll call it a day's work. Apologies for not getting Tanya for you.
Sorry about that, guys. But not really, because, you know.
Gosh,
like,
darn it.
Fuck you, in a way.
No.
You're not paying for this.
No. You have flipped a switch.
Is your mic on? You sound so far away, guy.
We have a sensitive... You can't just start berating the fans.
Watch me. Watch this. You're all schmucks.
I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I also don't support you saying
we're bigger schmucks, don't get me wrong. But, you know,
we're all
in this schmucky boat together.
Schmucking it up.
It's just we're at the helm of it.
Look, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't yet, like the Facebook page. Keep all of that Adam Sandler, Sony Pictures, grown-ups related news rolling through on the news feed. We'll keep you up to speed with anything that's happening on our end. And
keep an eye out for the Kickstarter, y'all.
Yeah, in the meantime, don't watch the movie.
Oh, yeah, let me say that. This is an important point. Someone asked me, you guys have put the commentary out. You've been telling us for months now not to watch the movie. Are you saying we should watch the movie now? So a guy private messaged us on our group and he said, guys, I just watched the movie. And I said, all right, mate, look, you've watched it one time. So you know, you're like, in fact, I'll try and bring it up. But I was basically saying to him, you are now the audience surrogate for all the people who haven't seen the movie. What say you? I'm going to put it, the ball in your court. Do you think people should watch it? And he said, you know what? No. He said, don't watch the movie. And I agree with him.
So he watched the movie with the director's commentary, did he?
Yeah, he did. And on the balance of things, even he couldn't bring himself to recommend people do that. So we're going to stick to our guns, folks, and we're going to say, don't watch the movie. The commentary is fine as it stands by itself. I can't find that guy's message. God, we're getting a lot of messages. I haven't read any of these.
Well, lots to do, lots to do. Thank you so much for listening. Honestly, ignore Tim. He's just going through a bit of a thing at the moment.
I love you guys. You know I do.
Tim went to the dentist today and they sort of paralyzed the left side of his mouth.
Yeah, I'm like a stroke victim.
I mean, that's probably where a lot of the mood's coming from.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyhow, peace out and don't watch the movie. Live every moment. Then you say love every day. Say it, guy. Say love every day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.